Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 following, we want to look at the subject of the obedience of Christ. The obedience of Christ. Now it shall come to pass, please underline now, it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Hallelujah. From this passage, we want to talk about the subject of the obedience of Christ. The Bible says that now it shall come to pass. Now means that it is a present thing. It's going to be a present reality to us. The word of God is going to dwell unto us. If the Bible says that we are going to diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. So this scripture is relevant to us because of the use of the word now. Anytime you are reading this scripture and you know that it is a present thing that you are doing, it's a now thing, now action you are doing, then you know that all of the things which follows obeying the voice of the Lord is relevant or can be experienced by us. Hallelujah. Now, shall come pass. It shall come to pass is a term that means that it will be experienced. It will be a reality. Hallelujah. So you see over here that God is a present God. He is a God who is for now. And his word unto us is relevant irrespective of generations that we may be in. Whether it is a past generation, it is a present generation, and it is a future generation. So it shall come to pass. It tells us how dynamic God's word is. That God's word unto us is to be fulfilled or experienced in our present reality. It will come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. You notice that the key thing over here is obeying the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is talking to us about the Lord Jesus. The voice of the Lord has been relevant from the past, our present, and will be relevant also in the future. The Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Hallelujah. So the voice of the Lord is talking about Jesus. He is the current voice of the Lord unto us. Indeed, he has always remained the voice of the Lord. Right from the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 18, you will notice that in the first kingdom era, the Bible makes us to understand in Genesis 3 verse 8, that when our first parents sinned, that they heard the voice of the Lord God, Genesis 3:8, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. This voice of the Lord is talking about the Lord Jesus. So right in the first kingdom era, Jesus was the voice of the Lord. The very first thing we are told in the book of Genesis indeed is that God said, God's voice came unto humanity, or I should say unto creation. He set up the first kingdom era, and then when our parents sinned, Bible says the voice of the Lord came walking in the garden. That was the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He has always been the voice of the Lord from our past, currently, and the future. He is the voice of the Lord. Amen. So what the scriptures is teaching us is that if only we are going to listen to Jesus, then God's blessings are going to come to us. In the Old Testament, to the people that Moses was speaking these words to, they had to obey the commandments, is that right? Which Moses was telling them, shall obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you this day. The question is that, are we also to obey all the Ten Commandments and the other commandments, 613 in all, so that God will bless us? No. What are we supposed to obey? The voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Who is the voice of the Lord? Jesus. There was a time that Moses appeared, Elijah appeared, and Jesus Christ was with them. And God said that, listen to my son. Hallelujah. Because he is the voice of the Lord. Hear him, because he is the voice of the Lord. So we are to listen to Jesus in this era and not the Ten Commandments and all those other commandments, ceremonial, religious laws, social laws that Moses commanded to the people of Israel. He says that if only you are going to obey Jesus. Now, obeying Jesus means what? Practically, it means obeying what teaching he brought. Obeying the teachings that Jesus Christ brought. Because Jesus brought certain teachings, which some of which were actually against the law of Moses. The law of Moses would say, you shall love your friend, okay, and hate your enemy. And when Jesus Christ came, he changed it. He said, you have heard it said that way, but I say to you, I am the voice of the Lord. I'm saying to you, love your enemies. So who are we to obey in order for us to enjoy the blessings of God? Is it the commandments of Moses divorcing your wife? No. It is the voice of the Lord. When Jesus Christ came, he said that it's true that you guys have heard it said that you can give a certificate of divorce to your wife and just let her go at your pleasure, at your desire. He says that, no, you can't do that. He says that, I am telling you, you can't divorce your wife for any reason. Says from the beginning, referring to the first kingdom era, when he came as the voice of the Lord, walking in the garden to Adam and Eve. Says from the beginning, it was not so. It was not so. You see, so obeying the voice of the Lord practically is talking about obeying what Jesus Christ came to teach us. Obeying what I call the kingdom word. Hallelujah. He came and he said that he was the sower, and the sower was sowing what? The word of God. You remember that? And he said that if anybody hears the word of the kingdom, it was Jesus who used the term the word of the kingdom, or if you like, the kingdom word. Hallelujah. Says that I am the one who came sowing the kingdom word, not as Moses commanded you. So obey Jesus. Obey the kingdom word. If you are going to give ourselves diligently to Jesus, diligently to his principles, his teachings, to the kingdom word, then he says that all, what are the blessings? Says that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. When you are high above all nations of the earth, do you know what that one means? It means that if you listen to the kingdom word, God is going to make you a ruler on this earth. You are going to be above the nations of the earth. That's powerful. You're going to rule as a king in this life. If only you are going to listen to the kingdom word of Jesus. The words that Jesus Christ came teaching. The principles of the Lord Jesus is the kingdom word. It says that I'll set you on high above all of the earth. In other words, no nation on earth can be able to control you. So control nations. You control nations. You can enter into nations and come out of nations at your will. They can't control you. When I say control, I mean that when you have to go about doing something, it can prevent you from doing that. It's powerful. Nation on earth can say that I won't give you visa. You know, because you're above the nations of the earth. You are not under them. You are above them. Said to Jeremiah that I have set above nations, above kingdoms. And that is who we are when we have the word of the Lord. The kingdom in our mouth. Like the prophet Jeremiah. We are going to enjoy rulership on this earth. It's rulership on earth. Kingdom word is where that makes us kings. It makes us in this life. It makes us rule kings in this life. It's powerful. So that is the first blessing you get by listening to yourself. You live the kingdom life. You don't live your life subject to nations on this earth. You live your life subject to you are above them. Just as the heavenly kingdom is above the nations of the earth. Not just literal, but influences the nations of this earth. Because this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. That is what you become as a believer. Hallelujah. If you observe what? The kingdom word. The kingdom word. Observe carefully. Please underline observe. Let's talk about it a little bit. Observe carefully all his commands which I command today. The word observe firstly means to look at or to pay attention to. Other things we're trying to get your attention. Other things that you have heard in times past we're trying to lay sway over your life. Because many times people are not comfortable with the kingdom word. Sometimes it is because religion has taken too deep a toll or great a toll on their mentality, on the system in which they are born. So they cannot break loose from the old understanding, from the old thinking to embrace the new. It is because they have been entangled in the old. So the Bible says that you must observe the kingdom word. It means look at it. Look at it. Look at it. All that is needed is for you to look to Jesus. Hallelujah. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible tells us the context of John chapter 3, verse 16. In John chapter 3, verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. But in context, the context is that just Moses, some time ago in the wilderness, lifted up a bronze net that if you are beaten, all that you have to do is to look away from your head and just look at the bronze serpent. And provided you observe the bronze serpent, you are going to be healed. Because God so loved the world that he can. So Jesus is the bronze snake which is on the pole. The pole of the cross. God has lifted Jesus Christ up. That whatever trouble, whatever hurt, whatever difficulty you have in this life, all that you have to do is not to be drawn to your difficulty. And that is the bane of humanity. We meet our troubles. We think about our sins. We think deeply about our sins. That our mind is full of our sins. We think deeply about our heads. Our minds are full of our heads. We think deeply about our marriage troubles. Our minds are full of our marriage troubles. Sometimes it's written on our face. The first person you come across, he gets to know that you are in marital difficulty. Because the whole thing has, you are drunk with it. The whole thing has filled your life. You see? But the Bible says that if only you are going to do something, not behave as a normal human being who is focusing on when a snake bites you, you have to, you look at it and you hold it. You get it? But he says that the snake has beaten you. But instead of looking at the wound, just look. Look at the bronze serpent. Look at the cross. Because if you observe him, you will be healed. You will not die. The poison, the venom will not hurt you. Your troubles will be over. That is the crux of John 3:16. That we just have to look. The Bible says looking unto Jesus. Not looking at the country which came. Or looking at your workplace, we are full of the troubles that comes to us. Our problem is that we are not observing the voice of the Lord. We are not looking at Jesus. If you would diligently, hearken to Jesus and observe him as the voice of the Lord to us. Says, I'm going to make you a ruler. I'm going to rule over the head, the snake bite, the marriage trouble, financial difficulty, if only you are going to observe, diligently observe the voice of the Lord, the commandment, the voice of the Lord. The commandment is talking about the word, which is the voice of the Lord to us. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord is Jesus. If you are going to do that, what does he promise you? Kingdom life. That's why he came with the word of the kingdom. When Moses speaking this, he didn't know. Maybe he did. Now, he didn't know a time was coming that a real voice of the Lord was going to set up on high above the nations of the earth and restore kingdom life and rulership life to us was going to come. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. He is the voice of the Lord. He is the present day prophet, prophet of God. You listen to Jesus to prosper. You listen to Jesus to be established. He is everything that we need. Hallelujah. Outside of him, you don't need any other thing. You are complete in him. He is your completion. He completes obedience. Hallelujah. That is why we are talking about the obedience of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, the first promise is that if you are going to listen to the voice of the Lord, listen to Jesus, the kingdom word, observe it. Observe it. Look at it critically. Look at it well. Let your mind be full of it. Then you can live the kingdom life. Just look, and you can be able to live that life. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and peace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And all these blessings shall come upon you. Verse 2 now. All these blessings shall come upon you. I said the first blessing is what? Rulership. Rulership. Above all the nations of the earth. Practically. Now, presently, as we are talking. Word. It's a present reality. Hallelujah. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Blessings that overtake you is talking about it assumes a generational name. Blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. When it overtakes you, it means that you and it goes to meet your children. Your blessings become generational in nature. Hallelujah. It's powerful to live by the kingdom word. It's powerful not to be Jesus and of his words. In this crooked and perverse generation, in this generation by us to look at something else apart from the kingdom word. Listen to Moses, listening to Jesus, listening to Elijah, apart from listening to Jesus. That's the 10th generation. He says what? I am going to let blessings come upon you and then go into your future, overtake you, go ahead of you, work for you. And so when you come to the blessing is that, welcome, I have been waiting for you. Your children come and the blessing says, welcome, I was there, ahead of you. Before you got there, the blessings was already there. You are planned for. You are careful. That is how the kingdom life is. It's a life which is not disjointed. It's not like this life and then later on in another life, in the life to come, we enjoy kingdom life. No, it's one straight life. Kingdom life in the future. Not living anyhow now, living defeated now, living slave. The issues of life now. And then, in the sweet by and by, we are going to rule as kings. No! It's a now life. That is why he said, now it shall come to pass. Now it shall come to pass. Now that you are hearing, it will come to pass. Hallelujah. If only you are going to pay attention to the kingdom word that we have been teaching. Other people may not be teaching it, ladies and gentlemen, because there are other tendencies all over the place. Some people are more of those forces than of Jesus. If next week I'm in town, I'm going to teach you that. Some people are more followers of Elijah than Jesus Christ. Now God brought three people. He said, listen to, he is the voice of the Lord. He is the voice of the Lord. Some people, the role model is Elijah. You hear them, you talk about Elijah. I won't go far. Some other people, too, their role model is Moses. But we are followers of who? Some people don't know this, but they are actually following Moses. Some too are following Elijah. What is it about Jesus that is separate from Moses? What is it about him? He is the voice of the Lord to us. Hallelujah. These blessings are going to take a kingdom nature. It is now and then the future. Because what? You obey the voice of the Lord your God. You obey the kingdom word. It's because of that. That is the kingdom life. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 3. Blessed shall you be in the city and blessed shall be in the field. What does this mean? What does it mean that you are blessed in the city and you are blessed in the field? Do you know what it means? I'll tell you what. It means the blessing will be upon you. That's what he said in verse 2. All these blessings shall come upon you. The blessing shall be upon you that when you enter the city, you are blessed. When you enter the country or the village, you are blessed. Because the blessing is not in the city. Neither is the blessing in the country or the village. The blessing is on you. And wherever you go, whether you are at home, you are at the workplace, you are in church, you are in the streets, these blessings are with you. Hallelujah. Because God blesses your person. Jesus. That's the kind of blessing that we have in the kingdom. It's on us. So we don't look at all. If you want to be blessed, you must be in Europe. No, that's not the kingdom life. I want to go to Europe so that I'll be blessed, so that my children will be blessed. That's not the kingdom life. It is when you listen diligently to the voice of Jesus that your children, you are so concerned about their future, they will be blessed. It is not taking them to South Africa. It is not taking them to America. Have you seen American children who are not blessed? You look at them and say, hey, are these even human beings? When they open their mouth, the tongue comes, you say, wow, what putrefaction. Do you know putrefaction? I don't want to use a word that we are, pastor, it's vomit. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it. Let's get the kingdom word. When you listen to Jesus, the voice of God, he has always been the voice of God, right from Genesis chapter 3. There's no other person who is the voice of God than Jesus. When you listen to him, you observe him, you observe the kingdom word, blessings will be on you. And you will not be limited by economy. You will not be limited unless you don't tithe. Nothing stands in your way. Why? Because he puts you above every nation of the earth. No nation limits you. No law comes down on you. I'm not saying that you break the laws of society. I mean that one thing that is limiting you in your nation, it doesn't limit you. Hallelujah. The limitations people are undergoing, you don't have that limitation unless you don't desire your late life. It's a kingdom life. It's not a life subject to what nationality you are in, the type of president under which you are, the type of leader under which you are. No, it isn't the leader over you that determines how far you can go. It is the leader in you that determines how far you can go. There is a leader in a believer. If you listen and look unto Jesus, you run a race that you end up properly. Hallelujah. Talking to you about the obedience of Christ, I don't want to go further than to make you to understand that you'll be blessed in the city, you'll be blessed in the field. The blessing on you, not in a geographical area, not in a particular workplace. Don't limit your blessing to, well, this is my institution where I am. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you have a God. You have a king who is over you. Your workplace, by their limited conditions of service, will determine a certain aspect of your life. But don't determine your life. Don't limit yourself to that. You are above the nations of the earth. Believe God to bless you. Your nation, your leader can be so corrupt. He may not fear God. He may be a worshiper of gods. He may be a worshiper of gods, okay? But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? When the only judge, I'm talking to you about Luke chapter 18 now, the only judge who can help you to do well as a widow doesn't fear God. Says, but when I come, in the midst of that condition, that the guy is corrupt, he doesn't fear God. He doesn't respect even human beings. Can you still believe God? Yes. So don't let where you are limit you. Don't limit it. Well, this is how much I earn at the end of the month. Think beyond that. What else can I do? What else can I believe God for? Above my monthly pay. Above the gifts that people give me. Hallelujah. We should not hurt ourselves needlessly. It tells about blessings. Let's do verse 4 and then we'll move on. It says what? Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. It's talking about your physical life. The fruit of your body is talking about your physical life. Hallelujah. Your physical life. Blessed shall be your physical life. It includes your children, right? As the fruit of your body. But it's talking to you about your physical life beyond your children. Your physical life shall be blessed. You will not just be blessed spiritually. God's blessing, if it's on you in spiritual places, is not the final position. Hallelujah. It has to be on you. It has to be on you. In high places, in the heavenly kingdom, means that it must come on you. It must come on you. Hallelujah. Some people believe that, well, if you do these things, then you have blessings in heaven. You do some wonderful things on earth. In heaven, you have blessing. You are storing up blessings for yourself in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it, that we store up blessings in heaven. But ladies and gentlemen, the storehouse is there so that you will do what? Make a demand from the stores. I need it now in this life. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean when you go to heaven, you'll not be rewarded, that you are not storing things up for yourself in heaven. But I'm telling you that if you have a storehouse and you are in need, you say, Lord, give me some now. Yes. Hallelujah. Why do you have a store? You don't take anything from the store. You have to make some withdrawals from your heavenly account. Withdraw money from your account. God knows you have need of these things in this physical life. He said you don't need clothing. The Bible says your heavenly Father, the anointed, the most anointed, the one who thinks more spiritually, knows that you need clothes. He knows you need a car. Don't behave like I can walk and sweat and suffer for God. And then please make sure that you make withdrawal from your bank account. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. So he says what? Your physical life will be blessed. It is the devil's idea to take our minds from the physical life that we have in Christ. That's why he denies that Jesus came in the flesh. He wants to make all Jesus all spiritual, so that we can be just spiritual and he can still retain control on this earth. A God put here with physical bodies to rule physically here on this earth. I'm not talking necessarily about physical or positional rulership. I'm talking to you about dynamic rulership. You can rule even from behind. Do you know that? Yeah. So he says that the fruit of your body will be blessed. And the produce of your ground. The produce of your ground will be blessed. The increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. He says that your increases shall be blessed. One of the saddest things is when your increase is not blessed. He says that I will bless your increase. He's not necessarily saying that I will increase you. True, he will increase you. But he wants to put our mind onto something, that blessed shall be the increase of your flock. In other words, the increase will be blessed. Some people, their increase is not blessed. Have you seen increase that makes you act foolishly? It's true. Just because God gave you some small money, you see that your increase was not blessed because you started to enter into unwise decisions. Just because of what? You had increase. God wants to bless our increase.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.